Oh my gosh, it's huge. It's something that I feel like I've worked for pretty much my whole career, my whole life. So it's really cool to get to see the hard work that we've all put in, myself, my radio team, everybody, it's paying off, and it's really, really exciting to get to be a part of. It's one of those things where I've just had to kind of write the best song I can in the room and hope for the best, because production is such a big part of it and all of those things. But it definitely can mess with your head a little bit sometimes when you're like, okay, well, now I have to have another number one and a follow-up, and I have to get into the room and write a song like X, Y, Z. But I think that's where people make mistakes. So it's really one of those things that I'm just trying to create the best music that I possibly can, and if it happens to go and do really great at radio again, then that's awesome. And if it doesn't, then hopefully it inspires somebody anyways, you know?
Yeah, well, it's all good in the end, really. Music is still good no matter what happens to it. Let's talk about the diversity of country. This genre is seeing a lot of changes lately, new sounds coming and going. What are your thoughts on the evolution of country?
Me, personally, I get all the different arguments for whatever people want to say, but I think that it just does nothing but bring more attention to a genre that deserves all the attention. You know, I think that we all have our reasons for loving country, and for me personally, it's the storytelling aspect of it. I just love the fact that it's a generational community. Like, it's so cool how, like, being a part of the Grand Ole Opry, like, it's just a really cool community, and the music itself just has a really unique style to it, and something that people can really get behind and feel something from. And so if people from other genres want to come in and be a part of that, I say absolutely welcome in, like, have a good time. There's a reason why country has been such a big community for so long, and might as well just, you know, add people to that community. So I think it's nothing but good stuff.
And you've made some big steps early in your career.
You've already made your Grand Ole Opry debut. How exciting was that?
One of those things where it didn't really feel like real life. And then every time I play the Opry after now, they keep inviting me back. So I keep playing. And every time I just feel like I get to actually settle in a little more and really take it in and be a part of the circle. I think at first I was like, man, like I feel like I don't belong here, because I don't even, like, there's just so many iconic people that have played on the stage. And it's just so cool. And every time that you play the Opry, they make you feel like you're just such a part of this family and community. And it's an honor to get to do that every time.
Well, it looks like you're doing all the right things. If they invite you back, that's a good sign.
Absolutely. I mean, they just invited me back again, so hopefully we'll just keep playing there.
Yeah, for sure. Now, let's talk about the CMT Award. You didn't know it was a prop?
No idea. I got up on stage to accept the award, and I walked off stage, and they were like, okay, and they grabbed the prop, and I was like, wait,
that's mine.
My award. I was like, I'm so confused. So it definitely was, you know, a fun learning experience. But yeah, it was cool. They just sent me the official award, and I just unboxed it, and it was really, really a cool moment.
That's got to be the coolest thing you've ever received in the mail.
100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I was like, okay, where do I even put this thing, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, now you got to build a room for all your awards that are coming in the future.
We can hope. Knock on wood.
So you're off once the Jordan Davis Damn Good Time tour ends, you're doing your own headlining tour, 17 dates nationwide.
Absolutely. I could not be more excited. This is my second headline tour, and it's just some of the same cities that we hit before that I know are going to show up and have a good time, because they always do. And it's just, there is just a unique energy in those rooms that I can't even explain. And it's just, it's really cool to get to, you know, be the person that's leading the room in the energy that they want to be in. And it's just it's a really fun experience for me and my band.
And big cities, New York City, Nashville, Chicago, any Canadian dates on the leg?
You know, not yet, but we are looking at them. So stay tuned. We're trying to hit Canada and UK and all the things. So
well,
hopefully very soon we'll do a more kind of like worldwide tour.
Don't rule out Niagara. We have the falls, you know. Ashley Cook, great to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of the tour and the rest of your summer, and we'll chat with you soon.
Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.